News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, I want to turn to those reports today of a potential confidence vote in the housing minister, Owen Murphy. This is on the back of him admitting that the homeless figures were going to get worse when those figures are released in the coming days. We are joined by Labour's housing spokesperson, Jan O'Sullivan. Jan, would you support a motion of no confidence in the housing minister?
Yes, we certainly would. The Labour Party has no confidence in the government as a whole. And this is the biggest crisis facing our country. We do have money now that we didn't have in the past. And I was very worried, I have to say, by Owen Murphy's attitude, where they either don't get it or they have an ideological problem with addressing the housing problem. They don't seem to realise what a crisis it is.
And the idea, is that fair? He understands it's a crisis. Maybe he just realises it's a very complex problem that can't be solved by platitudes and soundbites.
But it can be solved by money, for one thing. And I think what they can do is give a commitment that they will put a significant amount of money into social and affordable housing, which is one of the areas that, they seem to be neglecting.
He says he's doing that, and I won't bore you with all the figures, but he says hundreds of millions of euro every year is actually being put aside for building these houses.
Well, actually, what we need is billions, and we need to see a significant commitment, because the state owns sites, the local authorities own sites, but they are being curtailed and held back. And Minister Murphy talked about sustainable development. Now, does he mean by that they will actually curtail the building of social and affordable housing? And the people out there who cannot get a mortgage, who cannot get a local authority house, who are in private rented accommodation, they have consistently refused to support proposals from the Labour Party and other opposition parties in relation to security of tenure for people in the private rented market.
Okay.
And they're just simply not committing.
I presume what he means by sustainable development is that he doesn't want to repeat the mistakes of yesteryear of building huge tranches of social housing, because we know that creates huge social problems down the line.
Yeah, but that is not what anybody is proposing.
Well, there are some people who are proposing that.
Well, what we're proposing, and I think most people are proposing, is a mix of social and affordable. But if you look at the houses that are now being built in Dublin, they're not affordable to your average two people or one person even on ordinary wages. You know, whether you're talking about the guard or the teacher or the nurse or whatever, they are the people now who can't afford housing. They need an affordable housing scheme. Now, we would suggest, for example, a rent-to-buy scheme is one of the proposals we've made, whereby you would rent for a number of years, that would go towards your deposit, and then you would purchase the house. But that has to be state-backed. Affordable housing has to have state money put into it. Social housing, obviously, also is needed. But, you know, we need to be consistently building. There are various assessments of how many houses per year need to be built. But they can't be just in the upper private market or a small number of social housing. This is a crisis, and government just does not seem to get it.
Who would build these houses that you're advocating?
Well, I mean, the skyline in Dublin is filled with cranes at the moment. There are people building, but they're not building social housing. In some cases, they're building student housing where they're getting tax breaks, but that student housing is not affordable to students. They're building various commercial buildings. You know, the building industry is beginning to ramp up. And there's no reason why local authorities couldn't directly tender for a mix of social and affordable housing.
Okay.
On the site.
You're not advocating local authorities actually direct build them, are you?
No, they're just not in a position to directly build at the moment. But they can certainly be the ones who put out the tenders, the ones who call for people to build, as they do with, you know, for example, at the Void Scheme, which I actually started as minister, whereby there is funding for empty local authority houses. Again, there has been nothing done about the empty privately owned houses around the country that have been left. I think everybody listed probably knows of empty houses in their own local area.
Yeah,
so there are many
I
things
do.
That they can do, but there isn't a sense of urgency. And I don't personalise this to Owen Murphy. I think this is an issue across government. It certainly needs the support of the Department of Finance and Public Expenditure.
What did you make of Catherine Byrne's opposition, a very high-profile intervention when she took on Owen Murphy at a launch in her own constituency of low rental accommodation, cost rental accommodation, and she hammered the minister publicly? What did you make of that?
Well, I think there obviously was a total lack of communication. I mean, I was at meetings with the residents from St. Michael's Estate, along with my colleague Rebecca Moynihan, who's a councillor in the area, and we supported, as did other opposition parties, what the local residents were asking at that time. But, you know, if Fine Gael didn't invite their own local minister, well then, you know, that is...
But was she, I mean, doesn't it show what Owen Murphy is up against? If he's trying to, like, if he's launching a proposal that seems on the face of it to be a good thing for his constituents, and that's the kind of opposition he's facing, it shows this is a very complex issue.
Well, it's not a complex issue. I mean, look, it's about building houses. We did it in the past. We weren't able to do it during the time.
We didn't do it that well in the past.
We
did it in the past, but that's a simplistic argument. We created large estates, and let's be frank about this, and let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah.
We created large estates where there were enormous social problems and where many decent, law-abiding people found it miserable to live in.
And we must never do that again. But that is not what any of us are proposing. We are proposing social mixes. You know, we are proposing things like cost rentals, which is not just for people who are on social housing lists.
Okay.
That's for people right across the board.
Fair enough.
It works very well in Vienna.
I have to put it to you before we go that you're not that long out of office. You were
That's
a housing
true.
Minister. Some people would say, you know, like you can't turn a tanker around midstream out and sea straight away.
Well, look,
this problem originated when you were in government. I know what you're going to say. You had the economic crisis and all
let
me finish the question first. Right. You took your eye off the ball when it came to the housing issue, and that's where the root of this problem is.
No, it isn't. First of all, the root of the problem was back at the time before the crash in 2008 when all the eggs were put into the private housing basket.
Okay, you can't blame Fianna Fáil for this now.
Well, look, yes, you can blame them certainly for that. But look, when we came into office, we had the Troika. The first thing I did as housing minister was to set up the Void scheme, which has now returned, I think, about 9,000 local authority properties. That was all that could afford. When Alan Kelly became minister, he and Brendan Howland together allocated billions, I think it was about 3 billion at the time, to start the social housing build. It surely to goodness they could now be delivered by now. And many of those that were funded at that time are still not built. I mean, I was at openings of houses where I allocated the funding and they were only finished, you know, in the last year.
You're going to support this motion of no confidence.
And indeed, we will be discussing at our own away day a motion of no confidence.
Even if it brings down the government?
Even if it brings down the government. But look, what it will do is focus attention on this crisis and ensure that there is a proper allocation of funding, a proper addressing of the legislation that's needed to protect tenants, and you know, a focus on this as the problem of our time at the moment that can be solved because there is money now.
All right, we'll leave it there. Jana Sullivan, Labour's housing spokesperson. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.